We appreciate you hanging out with us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We've got more stuff to do, more baseball stuff before we get out of here as well. We're going to talk with Neil Kotz at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to talking with the former Cub and White Sox, Neil Kotz, about his friend Bobby Jenks. And there's a lot to discuss there. We've also got more football stuff to discuss. One football story that is relatable for a lot of different reasons, but this football story has to do with your Chicago Bears. And here we are. We're 9 days away from rookies reporting to camp.
Thank you for doing that math, that calendar math. 9 days away. I and others have every once in a while poked around. Every once in a while, we'll be talking to Jason Leisure. I'll be listening to some other dudes or reading around and be like, are they going to sign a running back? Are they going to add an edge rusher? Like, what are they doing? Like, you got some time right now to really be checking out the existing free agents, because there are quite a few street free agents out there.
You can check out the street free agents, and what I imagine what the Bears are also going to do is, let's look around the league. Are there guys that end up getting cut that we might have a higher grade on, or think that with the proper coaching, they might be able to get to a better level? It was funny, Speech, because I was looking at a list yesterday of, it was ESPN went and talked to front office people, players, and coaches about the top 10 defensive tackles in the league. And I was like, oh, okay, there have been a lot of good grades, and people want to tell me all about Jervon Dexter. Like, does he end up on this list? And he didn't. And 10's a pretty high mark, but they went deeper into the list. And I'm sitting there going, there aren't any Bears on this list at that position. And I think that if you have some beef with how the Bears went about building their defense, I think defensive end is probably more in question.
I think so.
But defensive tackle is something that you can look at. Would you like to know the top 10?
Of the defensive tackles that are out
there? Some of them you can probably guess.
Sure. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Cam Hayward at number 10. Mm-hmm. Vita Vea. Man, Vita Vea. Go look up Vita Vea's high school tape. That's all I'm going to say. DeForest Buckner at 8.
Wow, still.
Yeah. Nnamdi Matabuke is at number 7. Leonard Williams at 6. Quinnen Williams at 5. Jeffrey Simmons, we saw him up close last year at the beginning of the season with the Titans, number 4. Jalen Carter, number 3.
Number 3.
Behind Chris Jones and Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty good. So Jalen Carter only behind two Hall of Famers to be.
Yeah, so then I was like, all right, well, this thing goes on. Let me see if he's down there somewhere in the honorable mention or others receiving votes category.
No, not yet.
And he was not.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that. They got some needs in that way. Are you forever going to think that the Jalen Carter thing should have happened? Like, does atmosphere, roster, mentorship, framework of an organization, because that does change, it changed my perspective then, and it changes my perspective now.
I do think that those are all things that should be considered, especially when you're talking about like the first year for a player. But he's become like, I felt like his talent was so unique and something that you desperately needed that it was worth it. Now, the thing is that if Jalen Carter's here, they might have been a better team, and then you don't end up getting rid of Flus, but whatever. I think that when you're talking about a guy who potentially is the number one pick in the draft and you could get him at 9, I think you got to take him. But I lost that war. And the Bears moved on from it. I thought it was, but I'm not doing hindsight. I said this on draft night. It's documented. I was on TV talking about this.
I said, ooh, TV.
Yeah. Back in the day when I used to do television. I just only do radio.
No, it's not true. You just did Fox last week.
Yeah, but that's just a guess. And we appreciate when they ask us. But, you know, I think they might have retired me from TV speaks. I might be out.
Who, Fox the other night?
No, I mean, like, the industry. I might just be out.
The industry's retired a lot of people from TV.
Yeah.
It's a different.
It's a safer place, though.
Well, yeah, it's a different kind of thing. I mean, a couple of years ago, just as a sidetrack, I had like four different irons in the fire at one place, and now all those irons are out of the fire.
Yes.
They're cooling on a cooling rack. Very touchable.
It's those weird, irons. Though, because I actually think the radio, sports radio in particular right now, is actually a pretty good place to be, safer than some of the TV jobs. And, you know, I would love to be able to recreate what we did on the football after show, but now everyone is scattered. Mm. Everyone's doing different things, so that makes it difficult.
So I'm thinking, like, are they going to sign anybody? And there's a few options that we should discuss, but I'm reminded of the last time Brad Biggs was on. And because Biggs said, this is in May. I believe this is in, or April even. I think it is May. It is May. The fifth month of the year is May, people. Breaking news. And Brad Biggs said...
Is that what that was? I was like, I know for sure I wrote it on there. I know, yeah. It's not the same spot in the dots.
It's a five. It's me not knowing for sure if five is May. It's all right. My dad and my sister's birthdays are right there in May, and still I struggle. I work in sports, Tanny. You know? You know what I mean? This is what we do.
It is fun with numbers. Yeah.
So much prep went into the first council question, and he just fired it right back at my ass. It's crazy.
It's not the first time we've had him on. You should know that by now.
Fun with numbers. Yeah, we like to have fun with numbers. Craig, sorry you don't, buddy. Anyway, here's Brad Biggs with M&H talking about what the Bears roster might look like. This was back in May, and how long it might take.
And there's a ton of reason for optimism. I just, when you're looking at the total picture, when you're considering a lot of factors, I think they probably end up somewhere around 500. And I could be wrong. I mean, they could go bonkers like they did under Matt Nagy in 2018.
Right.
I've got some questions about the defense. Guys, this defense last year, 28th against the run, 31st in opponents' yards per attempt. Okay, they've got eight starters back from that unit. Like, it was a mediocre defense a year ago, and so you're saying new voice, new scheme. Yeah, that can have an impact, but that defense wasn't good last year, and a lot of the conversation about Ben Johnson is centered around the offense, and as it should, but there's just, like, before you get carried away with your win predictions and your thoughts,
yeah.
I think there's some fair questions.
Are they short a linebacker, Brad?
Yes, they are. They don't have a strong side linebacker right now.
I don't care.
They really don't.
You know as well as I do, you can go down to the same linebacker store and find one of those.
That store 24/7, is it open? Because you got running backs in there.
No,
offensive linemen are picked off the shelf.
I would check the dates on some of them, but yeah.
You can get an after-hours appointment.
Well, we know you know a guy who knows a guy.
All right, Lawrence Holmes has been shaking his head since the middle of that answer.
I am 100% with Biggs on that. Like, let's – strong side linebacker in 2025 NFL, you probably have a guy on your roster that can do that job already.
Noah Sewell.
Maybe whoever, but yeah, that's a good place to start.
I'm just saying you got guys you can throw at that job.
It is that position historically has been a role that can be just a guy on a defense.
Yeah.
And now more so than ever, because offenses are in 11 personnel 72% of the time, that guy is barely on the field. So I'm not worried. If you want to ask the question about the guy who plays middle linebacker for the Bears, I'm here for that
conversation. You can go down to the same linebacker store.
And whether or not he is played up to expectation or to his contract,
sure,
that's fine. But I don't want to hear anything about a Sam linebacker in 2025 NFL play.
Well, I want to hear about it because there's a store. I didn't know there was a store.
Oh, yeah. You can go down to the Sam linebacker store.
So, I mean, the Sam linebacker store, I mean,
only Sam Acho is there.
Ray says it's Sam's Club, actually. You buy him in bulk.
I mean, specific positions need specific kind of, you know, shopping facilities.
You're not going to go to the offensive line store.
See, that's the thing. Big Z knows about the offensive line store, although he says you're not going to go there. Why? Is it far away? Is it tough to get to?
It's very expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the problem with the offensive line store.
The prices are prohibitive.
The costs are up because the guys that you need, they never make it to the store.
Yeah, the quality's not great either.
Yeah, and if you have to ask the price at the offensive line store, you probably shouldn't be in there.
You're not going to go to the offensive line store or the running back store.
So are we developing a mini mall? Is there an NFL position mini mall that's being developed?
And yes, it's in Canton.
I thought it was in Gurnee Mills.
No, it's in Canton.
I thought it was up there. You got Six Flags and you just take a left and you get some positions.
Now you got to go all the way to Canton if you're going to try and find someone in the store.
You can go down to the linebacker store. Down at the running back store. You're not going to go to the offensive line store.
I didn't know there was a running back store. We're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere now.
I don't know if you need to go to that store either.
I hope that mini mall has a Chinese food place. Because, like, Chinese food joints at the little mini mall, it's so dependable exactly what it is.
I need an Auntie Annie's there. I mean, you get yourself a pretzel.
Oh, man, let's go.
Right? Yeah. If we're talking about a mall.
Pretzel dogs right there. But not
you
like
know
a
they
full,
have one downstairs.
But I'm not talking about like Oak Brook or something like that, real mall.
I'm talking about like something you can find at the Oasis, man. what's the restaurant that's connected to the Oasis, and maybe there's a running back store there.
Are these stores in the Pedway? Like, is there an offensive line store down there's underneath a lot, the building?
There's a lot down there. I'll say that much.
There is a lot.
There literally is a Macy's down there.
It's crazy.
So
when you walk through some of that stuff,
there might be a linebacker store that I just walked past on my way to the blue line.
See, I always preferred Jerry Angelo's idea of where you grew tackles.
Tackle tree.
Yeah, I think it was where, like, instead of grapes out there as you're getting wine, You're finding yourself some other stuff. Like there's other ways. Brad is working with the mini mall.
There's no vineyard out there where they're growing left tackles.
I mean, I liked picturing the tackle vineyard very much because somebody is walking down the rows of the trees and being like, oh my God, look at that.
Unfortunately, Alex Leatherwood is there.
Well, one of those trees had Tony Boselli. That's where Tony Boselli came from. It is. You didn't know that.
That in Valhalla.
Seriously.
That's a guy who can play.
All right. So the Sam linebacker store. I'm so glad we got to this.
It's Alex Leatherwood. I mean, yeah, please. I know. That's the scrap heap.
Tony Wise telling you the truth. Oh, he was right, too. He was really correct.
Yeah, he was.
Man. All right. So
I also tried to tell people about that. Like, this is not a good idea.
Alex Leatherwood.
I watched him every week.
At Bama.
And I'm like, he's a really good college player that's not a good pro. Not a good pro prospect.
And that's what happened. So because they've got needs, Lawrence. They've got running back needs.
Do they though? What are their running back needs? You can't be the Kyle Manungai guy and also say that they have needs.
The Kyle Manungai guy. Yeah, I don't believe a ton in DeAndre Swift.
Right, but Kyle Manungai was supposed to be the...
Yeah, we're hoping Kyle Manungai becomes Kyle Manung dude, you know?
He's got to work on the old man feet, according to Eric Bieniemy.
I want everyone to steel themselves for Kyle Manungai to get cut.
What are you talking about?
Seventh round picks get cut.
Yeah, but seventh round picks sometimes start and play in the Super Bowl.
I agree with you. I'm just saying that.
Well, that's the thing.
If he gets cut, don't be like, oh my God, I can't believe they cut a seventh round pick at running back.
Well, if that's what you're saying that's possible, then they do have running back needs.
Or they don't have running back needs.
Because why?
Because they found someone else that they like.
Who, Roschon Johnson? Or you mean some other undrafted free agent that they bring in?
It could be Roschon Johnson. Maybe with better. So. I don't think so either.
That's my issue is that I don't think.
That's another one of those picks where you go, really?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I'm with you on that. I don't think Roschon Johnson is somebody who's going to get. Going to get reps and touches in a Ben Johnson offense. I don't think that's a fit. So, yeah, that's why I keep thinking about Ian Wheeler or, like, you know, other people who might be around, like Leary. He's around. But, like, they need somebody else. Who's the third back? I don't know who the third back is, and these guys are going to get hurt. It's Roschon right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Travis Homer?
Sure.
So I think they do have running back needs, but I think they're going to wait. I think they're going to wait and hang around. How about edge rusher? You want to take another flyer at Matthew Judon, who's still a free agent? There were rumors he was going back to New England, but he's still a free agent right now. Do you think this team needs a one-year flyer on a free agent veteran edge rusher?
How much does he cost?
I don't know.
Because that's kind of where I'm at on Judon. I really wish that they would have gone to the defensive end store and went and found someone to give him some help. Now, they would tell you we did. We got Dio Odingbo. Mm-hmm. That's who we brought in. His production has not been as good as what people think that production could be. And maybe the other, the one quibble I would have with Biggs, if he and I were talking ball, is even though I think Matt Eberflus is a pretty solid defensive coordinator, I think Dennis Allen is better than him. So from that point alone, standpoint alone, I think there's a better guy commanding the defense and designing it. And that might make your defense better than the sum of its parts.
Oh, I think that's expected and hoped for. So I think you're right. I'm hoping that we come out of this season going, man, look at all the production from these dudes we never heard of, which is sometimes how it feels with a Brian Flores defense. You're like, who? What? How? Because it's the same kind of reputation for Dennis Allen, creating pressure with scheme and with multiple people who are not your classic edge rushers. So maybe that's why they don't. Maybe that's why they don't think they need a Matthew Judon. But they did. Ryan Poles was into it. Poles was into the idea of Matthew Judon, and we learned that from last year in the preseason with Hard Knocks.
He's got some things working, huh?
Yeah.
Think we'll get it over the finish line?
I do.
Yeah.
Our language is basically saying if the contract's not signed, then he reverts back to New England.
Got it.
Cover, so.
What do we get?
It'd be 3. So all that would happen fast.
Yeah, okay. So. Just keep it posted.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. So they were working on it.
And you know, he kind of talked out of it, and I think that ended up being the right move looking at the year that Judon had. It would have been a nice move to add him, but turns out your season didn't warrant it.
This from Albert Breer in his latest mailbag. He was asked, will the Bears look to add the running back or edge position before the season starts? Are they happy with what they have? His answer, I think that's all relative to what's out there. They'll get a look at DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson and Montez Sweat and Dio Odengbo, who plays inside on sometimes on passing downs. And then maybe consider guys as Jamal Williams at running back or Za'Darius Smith or Matthew Judon as edge rushers. Jamal Williams and Za'Darius Smith, both with Detroit bona fides that Ben Johnson can speak on.
My guy Clay Harbor has been talking about Za'Darius Smith as a Bear. Interesting concept for sure.